Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf said today the Pakistani people support his decision to join the war against terrorism, but he again urged an early end to the U.S.-led attacks against the Taliban regime in neighboring Afghanistan. As the air war continues, public opinion within Pakistan is turning in support of the Taliban. Nowhere is that support stronger than in the countryside. Yesterday, about 20,000 people attended an anti-American rally in the northern Pakistani district of Sawat, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
In the cities, sophisticated, increasingly secular Pakistanis have a saying that one mullah can stir up as much trouble as 100 hooligans. Middle-class city dwellers can say those kind of things, privately at least, and education in the cities has to some degree weakened the grip of militant Islam. But in Pakistan's divided society, the influence of the mullahs on the huge rural population remains strong. By the side of the road leading north from the border city of Peshawar, a fundraiser is taking place. Overseen by a mullah from the nearby mosque, a boy exhorts people to come and donate cash. The money is being channeled across the border to Afghanistan to help the victims of U.S. bombings. A pile of clothes donated for refugees sits on the table. And more ominously, a young man is writing his name, age, and address on a piece of paper. I'm signing up for the jihad, says 17-year-old Akram. America is attacking Islam, he says, so I must fight. I want to be a martyr, he adds. You only have to travel a few miles outside the cities and you increasingly hear such commitment. But, says political scientist Ashraf Ali of the University of Peshawar, says the feelings are genuine.
People in the city are very much educated. They're all the time busy in their businesses. And here in the countryside, you find a totally different picture. The message to go inside Afghanistan by the mullahs and these kind of people could well be accommodated in the rural areas as compared to the city.
Why?
Because the people there are not that much educated. They could well be exploited by the mullahs on the stage when they are delivering their speeches.
There's no mistaking the sympathies of a crowd further up the road in the northern city of Seydou Sharif. A group of five men are heading to the central square to join the planned demonstration. The surrounding Sawat Valley is known as Pakistan's Switzerland for its scenic beauty. But these men are not stopping to take in the soaring mountains on either side of the town. They want to get to the central square for the anti-American rally. It's getting so rowdy that police prevent a sole visiting Western reporter from going further, for his own safety, they say. But even on the fringes of the crowd of about 20,000, the message is clear.
Mr. Bush, the big terrorist of the world, he wants to destroy the Muslim world and we will go to Afghanistan, inshallah. We have sent already many groups of Mujahideen to Afghanistan.
As numbers taking part in urban demonstrations have decreased, rallies in rural areas have grown. There, the mullah's message is getting through, that this is not a war on Osama bin Laden and the Taliban, but on Islam itself, and that martyrdom awaits those who take part in the jihad. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in the Sawat Valley, Pakistan.